This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Gun control advocates have had a bad week. On Wednesday, seven measures failed in the U.S. Senate, including an amendment that would have expanded background checks. Some gun control advocates are now looking in new directions. So-called smart guns are firearms that only authorized users can fire. But so far, there's not a single one on the market in the U.S., Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Researchers at the New Jersey Institute of Technology have been working on this for more than a decade. Here's what happened yesterday in a demonstration when someone authorized to use a smart gun pulled the trigger. And here's what happened when someone else tried to do the same thing.
Scenario complete. Good guys win.
This is a conventional sidearm outfitted with something called dynamic grip recognition. The gun has 32 computerized pressure sensors,
detecting where your fingers are and how hard you're pressing.
Don Sebastian spearheads the project. He says everyone fires a gun differently.
We can see a difference between you and all the other people who might want to use that gun.
And the gun will only fire when you pull the trigger. Robert Spitzer is an expert on firearms policy at SUNY Cortland, and he says smart gun technology has been around for years.
The chief problem, though, is that neither the gun industry nor the gun lobby really has shown any interest whatsoever in pursuing it or adopting it or spending money to develop this kind of technology further.
It's sensible, he says, and almost market ready. But Larry Keene disputes that. He's the general counsel for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. He says companies are not convinced smart guns, or what he calls guns outfitted with authorized user recognition technology, will sell.
You know, money is spent on research and development, but like any other company, you're only going to bring to market products that you think that there's consumer demand for.
Keene is concerned with liability and reliability. He says manufacturers and buyers aren't enthusiastic about computerizing guns. Rommel Dionisio is an analyst with Wedbush Securities who focuses on firearms.
If smart guns were to succeed here in the United States at the consumer level, it would almost have to be mandated by the federal government.
Like seatbelts were, for instance. But that kind of mandate is something the firearms industry says it'll fight against. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.